Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. Now, love is not just a feeling. God is love. God's not just a feeling. It'll affect your feelings, but it's much, much more. Verse 17, herein is our love made perfect. Now, perfect means fully developed, grown up, fully developed. That we may have what? Boldness. Now, get this. When? 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 In the day of judgment. Bold. What does that mean? No fear. Because as He is, so are we in this world. I'm in Him. He's in me. Does Jesus have something to be concerned about or scared about on judgment day?
No.
Personally.
No.
Then neither do I.
Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah.
I've never said that before.
Thank you, Lord.
Why? Why? Is Jesus dreading judgment day? Because he might not be okay. Not at all. Well, then neither should I be. Why? Because as he is, so am I right now. Here in this world. How is he? He's completely righteous. He's completely accepted of the Father. There's no sin, no judgment. There's nothing going to happen to him bad on judgment day. Yeah, me either. Me either. Because I'm in him. He's in me. It's his righteousness I have. It's his. It's his holiness. His righteousness that's mine. So I can have boldness, not arrogance, but bold, not pride, but boldness. What is boldness? Complete confidence. When? In the day of judgment. It just hurts my heart. All the good church-going people. Somebody told Phyllis and I this just a matter of months ago. Talking about dying and going to heaven. They said, well, I hope so. You know, I hope I've been good enough. Hope I've done enough. Believe in lies. That's not what it's based on. If it's based on that, you're in trouble. Because I don't care what you've done. It wasn't enough. If you know the truth, you know I have no reason to be concerned about after this life or about judgment. We are not going to be judged before the throne of God as to whether we're saved or lost. We're not going to be. Jesus was judged in our place. And all those that have received him and really believe him, you are already accepted in the beloved. There will be a judgment seat of Christ where our works are judged. What we did. And we'll get reward for the things that we did good. The things that was all flesh and junk, it'll just be lost. It'll be consumed by the fire. But that's not judgment whether we lost or saved. put this bite in your nails. Man, I hope I've been good enough. I hope I... What is that? Fear. That's fear. That's certainly not boldness and confidence about the day of judgment. Read the very next verse. Read the very next verse. There is what?
No fear.
No fear in love. Now you got to back up. He talked about love being perfected already. Your love being fully developed. And that is, how did he begin this? Let me back up to verse 16. We have what? Known and believed the love God has to or for us. It's not just talking about walking in love. It's about believing how much God loves you. Not just being a religious idea somewhere, but it's real to you. You have believed it. You have received it. And because of that, in verse 17, herein is our love perfected, made perfect. To the end, we may have boldness in the day of judgment. That just, does that do anything for you? In the day.
That makes you happy.
When the sky is rolling up like a scroll. The earth is coming apart. People are hiding under rocks hoping God won't see them. And you and I are just standing out in the open going, it's Daddy. Daddy. Daddy's on the throne. And that's Big Brother coming in the clouds. No fear. No fear. Boldness. It's not based on what I did or didn't do. It's all based on what He did. And what He did is perfect and completely accepted. Verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. If your heart's troubled, you're being tormented. If your heart's afraid, you're being tormented. Can you see this? Whew. He that fears is not made perfect in love. You believing His love needs to develop in you. And see, this is inseparable from faith. Faith works by love. If you're full of fear, what does that mean? Not in faith. Not in faith, what's that connected to? The love. Not developed in knowing His love for you. Believing it and receiving it. My, my. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Go with me to the book of Luke. And this is... This might be a little bit chewy, this next part. You know what I mean by that? You know, you got milk and you got mush and you got T-bones or whatever it is that's chewy to you. Luke 12, verse 4, these are the words of the Master. The words of Jesus. He said, I say to you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that, have no more that they can do. This is different thinking than most people on the planet. Hebrews said that Jesus did not take part of angelic nature, but He took part of the seed of Abraham, becoming a man, and delivered those who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. The fear of dying and death is the root of myriad fears throughout life. And you can whack off the branches and the tops, but how many know if you don't get the root out, what's going to happen? It's coming back.
Yeah.
is coming back. All the phobias that people have. Fear of being in tight places. It's a fear of dying. It's a fear of smothering and dying. Fear of being alone. It's a fear of dying. Fear of the water. It's a fear of drowning and dying. Fear of flying is a fear, not just a fear of flying, it's a fear of crashing and dying. Right? Can you see what I'm talking about? Thing after thing after thing, it comes back to, what if it kills me? What if I die? Honey, just about that much longer, you're going to die. If you live another 50 years, it's going to come and go like a blink of an eye. Anybody in here live more than 50 years? How long is it?
It's gone.
Yeah, 60, 70, 80. How about the last 10 years? How about the last 10 years? It seems like the older you get, it's like those telephone poles on the side of the road. When you're looking up and you're thinking, what? Almost another year. Need to be thinking about the end of the year now. It just started. If the Lord tarries His coming just that much longer, you're going to die. I'm going to die. And your dog and your cat and your goldfish. True or not?
Yeah.
And if you're afraid of that, you will not have a victorious life. If you're afraid of dying, the enemy can take something and bring that fear to you and keep you without peace and without joy and agitated, and that will drain you of your strength. You can't live like that day in and day out without it affecting you mentally and emotionally, and that can destroy your relationships. That can prevent you from being a good employee or having a successful business. One thing after another. I can't touch that, and I can't eat that, and I couldn't go there, and I can't do that, and I can't. Why? Afraid you'll die. I'll get a germ and die. I can't shake your hand. I might get a cold and get pneumonia and die. Friend, there's enough germs in every breath you're taking right now.
Yeah.
And everything you eat and everything you drink to kill you 1,000 times over before the month is done. But God can keep you and help you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me